thought we were going to get the 9 last week, but unfortunately Gold Coast let us down. Brisbane ambushed them and got it done in the end. So we'll see if we can get a little closer this week, mate.
I am genuinely excited to be knocking off this afternoon, driving home and tuning into Hawthorn and Adelaide. It's got all the hallmarks of being a ripper game, Brad.
Yeah, it should be a beauty. Look, I think I've agonised over this one, as no doubt you have as well. I mean, there's plenty to make of... you know, of the value with the Crows. They're playing beautiful football under Don Pike. They're certainly getting numbers around the ball, which is akin to what Hawthorn do. Their forward line has been really, really strong. Although, having said that, we've discussed it at nauseam on Sports Today this week, that Eddie Betts' lack of ability to score against Hawthorn in his whole career. He's only kicked a couple of goals in 3 attempts against Hawthorn, so that worries me a little bit. If they find the key to him again tonight, that means that it's going to be up to Jenkins and Walker and guys like that to keep the scoreboard ticking over. And one thing about Hawthorn Valley, as you well know, and being in a great side yourself with the Kangaroos there, you know, when you're on those flags, you can rise to the occasion. But it doesn't matter how much success you had, you can rise to the occasion. And I'm just got this funny feeling that Hawthorn will probably do that again tonight. You know, they're short enough in the market, but, you know, I'm thinking if I'm having an interest, I'm having an interest with the Crows with a 4 or 5 goal start. I think they'll do that comfortably, but I'm tipping Hawthorn. I think they can get it done tonight.
Okay, and Sean Burgoyne, it is hard to believe when you think back to his time at Port Adelaide, and he was a pretty good player, but if you said he's going to play in all those premierships and going to play 300 games, you would have been surprised back then, but he's just been a brilliant player, hasn't he, Brad?
Oh, he is a huge part of that Hawthorn machine, and he's a huge part of the coaching strategies of Alistair Clarkson too. And, you know, you and I discussed it during the finals last year when they played Fremantle. You know how 1 second he could be down back as the third man up in a marking contest, then he can be in the centre bounce down for a clearance, and then he can be rushing forward, you know, kicking a goal. He's a magnificent player. He's been terrific. And he's one of those guys, I think, who can flick the switch on when he feels like it and really turn a game on its ear.
So you're going to go Hawthorn narrowly?
Hawthorn narrowly tonight.
Okay, yep. And a ripper game tomorrow morning as well. Sydney, West Coast. We know the rivalry these two teams have had. It's back at the SCG, and I think it's going to be another tight one. Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, look, a lot's been made of the dimensions of the SCG. You know, it's a lot shorter. It's a lot wider. I was a little concerned with Adam's comments earlier in the week to us that, you know, some of his boys struggle with the width of grounds, you know, and no more evident than the grand final last year against Hawthorn at the MCG. So hopefully they're on top of that. Look, Buddy's playing superb football at the moment. He's averaging 4 goals a game, about 18 possessions. That's going to be a big ask. Kieran Jack signed up for another 3 years today, so he'll be on cloud 9, one would suggest. Hannery's a star. Kennedy, it would have been good if they got an injunction and had Lysette playing against Callum Sinclair and Nat Nui. That's the way it goes. But, no, I think Sydney probably get away with this. I think I'm still just a little worried about West Coast, playing the good sides on the road. So until they get that done, like what we did, what the rider we posed for them against Hawthorn, I'm going with the Swans there. I think the Swans will be hard to stop tonight.
Okay, Saturday afternoon at Metricon Stadium. I was surprised that Gold Coast let their guard down. Full credit to Brisbane, who took advantage of a pretty sloppy day from Gold Coast. And North Melbourne, although they're undefeated, I thought it wasn't their strongest game also against Fremantle. Fremantle lifted their intensity, but I thought North looked a bit vulnerable at times as well.
Yeah, they just went the last couple of weeks, I reckon. And they're looking at taking nothing away from Melbourne and Fremantle. They had a go, but maybe that's a good sign. They're really getting a lot out of their forwards. They haven't got much out of Petrie, but they're certainly getting plenty out of Wells. You know, Boone was a little quiet last week. I'm with you. Look, Rodney needs 600 games tomorrow, 259 as a player and 341 as a coach. That's a tremendous longevity in the game, so they'll be up for him. But I always worried, and they went and got Jared Grant this year from the Doggies, who's a handy player at best, but you know, when he's coming into your side, they lack a little bit of height down back. I'm thinking Proviso, and it's probably going to be late in the day game, so that, you know, that for me, the heat won't be a factor or anything like that. So I think your old boys, the Kangaroos, probably just get away with this. I think they're good enough to beat Gold Coast there.
And that would move them to 5-0, so a good start to the Kangaroos if they can get the job done against the Gold Coast. The Bulldogs, although tested by injury, should be packing too much power for the Lions.
Yeah. Look, I think they won't lose anything. Tory Dixon comes back into the lineup in exchange for Tom Boyd. There's no drama there. Easton Wood's back. He'll go as captain, which is terrific. He's the guy that probably fills in predominantly properly, the Robert Murphy role. So, yeah, no, I think they'll be too good. Look, some people are trying to make an argument for Brisbane. Brisbane don't play too well away from the Gabba, to be honest, and this is where the Doggies get it done, mate, and they'll get it done again tomorrow night.
And let's move to the Adelaide Oval. Fair to say that the Port Adelaide Football Club have had the blowtorch applied. Geelong, not really impressive last week against Essendon.
No, but that can happen, can't it? You know, when you underestimate your opponent and you play with a degree of arrogance, and look, there was no hard ball gets last week by Geelong. They allowed Essendon to control that part of the game. They just played on rebound like they used to do in 07, 09, 011, but they're not that good yet. But, you know, anyway, this has been a real bogey team for Port Adelaide has been Geelong. They find it very hard to beat them, Belly, and I think they're going to find it hard to beat them again. But I am expecting, like you, I am expecting a much more stronger effort out of the Power tomorrow night. They need to. That they were pitiful last week, and they only made the two changes, which was interesting, but there's probably a few blokes sailing very, very close to the wind in that team, some named players, so I suspect a bigger effort, but I'm going to go with Geelong on that one.
Okay, here's one of my games of the weekend. I'm really liking the way St Kilda are going about their work. I thought they were unlucky against Hawthorn down in Launceston, and GWS absolutely smashed Port Adelaide, so plenty of young talent on display in this one, Brad.
Yeah, a little bit like the Eagles for me with this one. I want to see GWS do it on the road. You know, they failed against Melbourne round one. They've been fantastic in Canberra, haven't they? They've smashed Geelong and they smashed Port Power. But I'm with you. I like St Kilda. They do play well at Etihad too, which is good. You know, so I'm looking forward to that. I think this young, energetic St Kilda side against a nice balance, you know, of Mummy and Griffin and East Shore and these sort of guys. It's terrific. Good to have Jeremy Cameron back, no doubt, but they've still got to get it done, don't they? So, from my point of view, I'm prepared to go with St Kilda on that one too.
Okay. Bit of an upset there. I like that call, Brad. Inclined to agree with you. Fremantle and Carlton. I don't think any Fremantle fan looking at this game before the season started would have been thinking this is the game where potentially we get our first points for the season. Carlton, no pushover, but you'd think Fremantle, some better signs the last couple of weeks, should get the job done.
Yeah, they've still got some players close to the edge, but I think that, you're right. I think their effort against the West Coast for the best part of three quarters, two and a half quarters last week against the Kangaroos, they got mugged early. The next two and a half quarters were really good. The last quarter, they fell away again, so... But I'm just thinking that perhaps if they bring that sort of effort, they might be able to set it up early and get away from the young, Carlton lineup. Daisy Thomas is a real concern for the Blues. They dropped Jamison last week. Don't be surprised if he doesn't pull out a game on the weekend, which you'll be calling. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if he's not playing in the resis in the coming weeks if he doesn't pull his finger out.
How many years left on that long contract, Brad?
Must
be another couple, isn't there?
Be another one after this, I think. Yeah, there might be a trigger point in it if he plays the amount of games. So it might be one of those jobs, Belly. But I think Fremantle will get their first points, which will be good.
Okay, now let's look ahead to Sunday afternoon. Melbourne and Richmond. Melbourne have been pretty impressive, and Richmond have been flaky, I guess is the word.
Yeah, a bit of a move in the market for Richmond, but that's because Delidio and Marich are back into the lineup. Jeffrey Gallett passed the fitness test this morning, so Petrarca will have to wait again for Melbourne. But they're going all right. They're dropping young Oliver out of the lineup. They're going okay, Melbourne. I'm going to stick with Melbourne. They've been less than impressive for Richmond for me, and they've really, really struggled. And this is a standalone sort of night game. Sunday night they're playing this one at the MCG, and if the only thing is Melbourne haven't won two in a row forever, so that's what you're betting against. And I think they can get it done though. I think Ruzzi's got them going pretty well at the moment. Their form line between North Melbourne last week and going into this game, I think they deserve to be picked. I'm going to go for the D's.
Okay, and the big Anzac Day clash, MCG, Monday afternoon, Collingwood, Essendon. Collingwood might be able to get a bit of pressure off themselves here, Brad.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I reckon Wisher might be able to get these boys fired up. I think if they get underestimated like Geelong did last week, they might be able to give a bit of cheek. I think they might. And I'm not convinced Cloak's playing. I'm really not convinced. I think there might be a slight turning back towards him. I don't reckon he was playing on Monday, and I don't reckon he was playing on Wednesday, and I don't think he was playing on Thursday. But he's declared himself fit. So that'll be an interesting one. Mason Cox looks like he's going to get a go, which is terrific. Where do they play him? Paul Ford, one would suggest. Darcy Moore's down there as well. They can't go in that heavy, surely. So somebody's going to have to miss out. But Look, I did think, a lot of people didn't think Essendon would win a game this year. I thought they could win two. They might win two in the first five. Well, I'm going to go for the upset here. I think the Bombers might be able to do it.
All right, Essendon in an upset on Anzac Day Monday. And interesting there, Mason Cox from the United States, if people didn't realise. Not often do you see club of origin Oklahoma State University, Brad.
No, that's right. So it's a tremendous effort by him. And, what does it mean? Does it mean it's easy to play our game, or is it do some of these Americans actually pick up our game pretty quickly? That's a $64,000 question.
We'll know more on Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend. Good on you, Brad.
All the best, Felix.
There's Brad Hardy, 6PR's footy expert.